I'm planting.
Is it hard work?
No.
Do you like planting?
Yes.
Why?
Because it helps nature grow.
I'm John Rafferty. I'm a lecturer in education at the Murray School of Education at Charles Sturt University.
Tell us where we are.
We are standing in the northwestern corner of Charles Sturt's Thaguna campus, or the Albury Wodonga campus actually. The campus, as many people would know, is a very environmentally friendly place with passive buildings and wetlands and grey water management systems. In the northwestern corner we have a house that the university used to rent out as just a normal rental property, and we've dedicated the house to some community use, and in partnership with TAFE, the National Environmental Centre, CSU, environmental groups like the Albury Wodonga Environmental Centre. We were lucky enough to secure a small grant from the Albury City Council for Community and Cultural Development, and that enabled us to buy some initial equipment, some straw, some tools, some plants to get our permaculture gardens established here.
And you've got a project coming up on the weekend. What is this project?
On Saturday we have our PermaBlitz Day, and it's a community day. We have a number of folk from the Environmental Centre here who have got a lot of skill and expertise in permaculture, and it's a really fun day for families to come and learn a bit about permaculture and indeed to set up their own small garden. That'd be a particular interest to the families that live close to CSU. Not everyone has the skill or space or opportunity to have a garden, so by working together we can maintain, you know, a really lovely herb garden initially, and from that initial engagement we'll be able to do more innovative and interesting things on a bigger scale as more people get involved. A good analogy for it is to think of the English Commons type of approach that's very popular throughout England and heavy populated areas. So as density of housing increases around here and water's people start to understand the value of water more greatly, the idea of coming to learn and how to garden in a really sustainable sort of way is really important, and it's good fun on a whole lot of levels. I mean, there's fun, there's health, there's just the joy of sort of gardening, but it is a way of engaging in some sustainable activity.
What do you love about growing your own food?
That it is healthy for you.
I'm Cherise Venables. I'm the secretary of the Albury Wodonga Environment Centre. So we've been working with Charles Sturt Uni here to basically come up with a plan for this part of the uni grounds. So the idea is to get people in and develop this site to create community gardens and grow food and do some reforestation and a bit of creek restoration and stuff. We're just getting some plants and things organised for the working bee we're having this Saturday.
Therese, you've got your sons helping out today. What are their names?
Oliver and Chris.
They seem to be naturals in the garden.
Oh, they are. They love gardening. They love harvesting the rewards as well. Nothing like a good salad that you've picked yourself. We've been given a great big bunch of plants from the Stephanie Alexander School Garden at Wodonga West Primary. So lots of cuttings and things that we're potting up to get them ready to go in the ground this weekend.
So what's the plan this weekend?
Well, it's called a PermaBlitz, which is basically the idea of a backyard blitz with a permaculture slant. So basically we've come up with a design based on permaculture principles, which is about kind of sustainable and low input development, and just kind of preparing the grounds to grow food.
Tell us about some of the activities people might do.
We're going to be doing some plant propagation and no-dig gardening. This area is going to be set up as a perennial herb garden mostly, so we're basically starting from scratch. There used to be a pool in this yard and it's just been filled in, so we've basically got a blank canvas, and probably a bit of tree planting, and we'll be looking at the existing fruit trees and doing some maintenance on them, and hopefully putting in some new fruit trees and probably planting some veg as well. Anyone can come along, everyone's welcome. There's lots of activities for all ages, and you know, you don't need experience with gardening, come along and learn something new and just meet people and support the project.